Selectman Quintal, in a 4-1 vote of the Select Board against the reappointment of Joan Bartlett to the Community Preservation Committee, you voted for incumbent Bartlett to retain her seat on the CPC, one which she has held for 18 years.
I was there when the Community Preservation Act was actually presented to the town. I was on the board, and I was their designee for many years. And I sat with Joan Bartlett, and I can say nothing but kind things about Joan. It was a pleasure working with her, and I respect her so to this day. I did vote for Joan.
But Selectmen Blitzer, Canty, Helm, and Mahoney voted for former Select Board member and current town meeting member Betty Cavaco.
But I really don't think it was against the actual applicant or her record. I think what the board was saying was they wanted to go in a different direction, and what you heard tonight was affordable housing seems to be the number one thing that the town's looking to do.
The CPC makes about $2 million in recommendations to town meeting each year. Regarding the two full voting seats on the Zoning Board of Appeals, or ZBA, one of the candidates, Tom Wallace, is a longtime developer in town.
Michael Main and Peter Connors were appointed to the full seats, which Peter right now was an alternate. So now we're going to have an alternate opening that we'll do at a future meeting.
So Tom Wallace would be eligible for that alternate seat?
Well, you know what? He'll bring knowledge for sure if he makes it. And second off, there might be other applicants along with him.
In Plymouth, Bobby Clark, WATD News.